Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, VBS is upon us. I want to remind our guides, if you're a guide for tonight, please be sure and pick up a paper on the registration table that has the assignments for the guides, because some of that information has changed. You may be with a different group than what you originally or what was originally planned, and so be sure and pick one of those up. We need helpers to be here tonight. Even though we start at 6:30, we need you to be here at 6. And so we want to be prepared early. We want all our guides to be in the auditorium early when the children start arriving. And I would add that if you're not a part of registration, if you can help keep the foyer area kind of clear, help stay out of the foyer because it becomes pretty congested with all our visitors coming in to get enrolled and those kind of things. So also, even though we promoted our children's classes this morning, for VBS this week, it will be the grade that you're coming out of. That will be the grade assignment for tonight, so try to keep that in mind. We have 7 neighborhood children that live in the neighborhood with Matt and Jennifer Gunter, but we still need a bus driver. And so we have the bus, we have, you know, a co-pilot to help with the kids on the way over here, but we're wanting a bus driver if they could just pick up those for each of the first 4 nights of BBS, not the cookout night, but the 4 nights. We still need a bus driver for that, so please come talk to me if you can help with that. Tonight's 5 p.m. service that we have in the fellowship room, the 5 p.m. service tonight, we will have that available. Basically, it'll be very abbreviated typically, we have 1 or 2 that come to take communion. And so if you're part of that 5 p.m. service, just bear in mind it'll be very, very brief due to VBS. Park Plaza is having a tabernacle recreation. And there's information about that on the table in the back. You may want to take a look at that. In particular, our teachers, we thought that might be very interesting as a teacher of our young people to be able to take that in, but it starts June 8th, and so there's information on the table about that. VBS, the effect of VBS. I want to talk this morning about, you know, why we really do it. How important is it? What does it accomplish? And so we've got a blast from the past here, a number of years back, and some faces that you may recognize. But what is the effect of VBS? When you think of vacation, see, Vacation Bible School, when you think of vacation, what do you think of? What comes to mind when you think of vacation? Right? To me, this is pretty close to the ideal. Right? That's not an easy, quick, nor cheap vacation, but that's pretty close to it for this guy. This is not far off. Pretty good vacation right there. You may be more wanting to get away from the heat. It will eventually heat up this summer. Spring, fall, winter, you may like to get on the slopes. What do you think of when you think of vacation? We probably don't think of Vacation Bible School, but VBS is a vacation. It's an escape for our children from the world. Because our children live in the world. And even when school is out during the summer, do our children escape the world? Do they not still watch television? Do they not still listen to music? Do they not still have access to the internet? Do they not still interact with their friends, talk and text and so on? And so the world bombards us, and this is an escape from that. It's a way for our children to come and get away from the world, to get a vacation from the world. Satan has gotten prayer out of school, and he got evolution in school. Okay? And so VBS, church camps, church activities, these are some of the final remaining influences of God in our society for our children. 1 Corinthians 3:6. If you'll turn in your Bibles, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 6. We have this statement that Paul makes about trying to win the lost. Remember, our job as a collective group of Christians is to win the lost, reach the lost, teach the lost. That's our job. And Paul reminds us of the way it works. It doesn't all work always neatly, cleanly, in a package deal. It's not always quick and easy. But he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. There have been times when I've been able to help, I've had the privilege of helping someone become a Christian. But I didn't plant those seeds. I didn't water those seeds. Someone else did that. Somewhere else. I just happened to be at the place to reap the harvest. There have been other times that I've planted, you've planted, and you've watered, but we didn't see the harvest. But down the road, we heard word back. A soul has been saved, and someone else was able to come and reap. And so we have our different parts of this. When it comes to VBS, why would we plant seeds of God in the minds and hearts of youth? Why would we want to plant the love of Jesus in the heart of one of our neighborhood children? That's an easy answer. But one part of that answer is reminding ourselves that a young mind is impressionable. A young mind learns more quickly than an older mind. Dr. Michael Rosen states that kids have more neurons actively creating new connections than adults do. So they can do things like learn to play tennis, memorize multiplication tables, learn to play video games, or fix a computer much more easily than we can. I'm not going to ask a show of hands because I don't want to embarrass anyone. Okay? Anyone have a grandchild that can deal with your computer better than you can? A young mind is able to learn quickly. A young mind is an impressionable mind. Children learn well. They retain knowledge. They're also that's a developing mind. What children see, hear, and learn when they're young affects them throughout their life. Have you ever had that moment in life where you know you function a certain way as an adult? Maybe in an odd way. Maybe in a weird way. And you realize that and you think back and you remember as a child, here's some things that was true as a child. Here's what was going on in my world as a child. Aha! I connect how I am now versus what happened to me then. The child's mind is a developing mind. According to George Barna, most children will make a decision to follow Christ before they turn 13. Oftentimes, when a teenager becomes a Christian, they didn't decide to follow Christ that day. They had already been following Christ, oftentimes. But the point is, as when we're young, we make decisions. When we're young, we're impressionable. I know growing up in a church family, I was following Christ when I was young, trying to do what God wanted when I was young, younger than baptism age. And I made those decisions younger. Proverbs 22:6 tells us, train a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not turn from it. Why would we want to plant seeds of Jesus' love in the minds and hearts of young people? Because when they're old, that seed will grow. That's the plan. That's the goal. That's the desire. And so VBS is more than just a week where we have fun. And we will have fun. It's more than just a week where we're excited to be together in a church, in a VBS environment. We will do that. But it's more than that. We are trying to make impressions on children that will last. When some of these children, when they get older, maybe the harvest doesn't come yet, okay? The seed is just growing in their heart. And they reach the age of young adult and they get married and they have children. And all of a sudden they have two youngsters growing up. And they and their spouse decide we need to get our family in church. That person who was at our VBS, what will their thought be about church? What will their impression be about church? What will they think about it? What will they remember? When they come in those doors, and we will have some come in here tonight for the first time, when they come to the registration table, what will they remember about that first impression with those who registered them? What will they remember about that impression of the guides who took care of them all week? What will they remember from our VBS about about when they were in crafts and making their crafts and those who helped them with their crafts. What will they remember about those who helped them with their snacks? Those who taught them their lesson? Those who helped them with the animals that they'll get to interact with and experience? What will they remember when they're 24 years old about church? I can tell you tonight and the next three nights, they're going to learn tonight about John the Baptist, and they're going to learn to prepare for Jesus. They're going to learn from a young Peter how to follow Jesus. They're going to learn from an older Peter how to trust Jesus. They're going to learn from Paul how to be protected by Jesus. Now, if all we taught these young people was to prepare for Jesus, follow Jesus, trust Jesus, and be protected by Jesus, if that's all we taught them, how valuable is that? You see what kind of seed that is in their heart? That they walk away from here, and we don't know when the harvest will come. But what a valuable thing to put that in their heart. And just a reminder, we typically have two children from the community for every one of ours. That's how the numbers break down. I was on the military channel. There's a show that's been on recently, Iraq Diaries. And it's a few years ago when our Marines were in Iraq and we were restabilizing that country. And the Marines were going door to door. And they were looking for insurgents. And they're trying to keep peace. And so there are programs where you had journalists embedded with those Marines, and they kept that information and videoed it and documented it. And so now those programs are on. Well, they're going door to door, house to house, trying to get information. And they come to this one house, and there are two preteen girls in the house, kind of sitting on everything's. We're in a third world country, so it's crude environments, but they're just sitting on the floor. They're not fully clothed. And it becomes clear that the men would abuse them. And adults, you understand what I'm saying. And frequently. And it appeared that these two young girls were mentally handicapped. And those Marines, you're talking about hardened fighting soldiers. They were appalled that that was taking place. But in that country, that's not illegal. And so they couldn't really do anything about it. And you have these Marines who are trained to go fight and kill, and their hearts are broken because of what they see. And it reminded me, I had a client that I, in a counseling relationship, I had a client that I'd meet with every week after week, a woman in her 50s. She struggled with depression. And got to where she was telling me about her childhood. And her family lived off out in the country in a secluded place where no neighbor would drive by and see their home. No, you'd have to drive up to their home. And so they were pretty secluded. And her childhood was much like what I described with that home in Iraq. Abused a lot from her father and other men. Horrible. The things she described to me made my heart break. And I kept my mouth shut, but my mouth was open. You see what I mean? And I remember her telling me all this, and I'm looking at a 50-something year old woman who attends church every week, loves God, loves Jesus. And I finally stopped her and asked her, how did you come from that, and how are you a Christian today? And she said, you know, when we were kids, we didn't go to church, but Mom and Dad would let us go to VBS. And so every summer we would go to VBS. And she said, in that church and at that VBS, I learned about Jesus. And I learned about hope. And I learned that there was something better than how I was being. And I held on to that. And I thought, wow. We don't know. When children come, we don't know, do we? We're planting seeds. We want to plant a seed in every child. But we don't know what they're dealing with and what they're coming from and what they're experiencing. But Psalm 71:5 says, "You have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth." Children need hope. They need hope. And that's what we're here for. This week, we will instill hope in these children and a love for Jesus. Think for a minute how VBS... Did you go to VBS as a child? When you were a child, did you get to go to VBS? And if so, what do you remember from that? What was that like? I remember VBS as a child. I remember we'd meet in the auditorium like we do here, and we'd sing songs. I remember the song, "Booster, Booster, Be a Booster. Don't be grouchy like a rooster." I like that song. I didn't know what a booster was, but I like the song. "Roll the Gospel Chariot." That's one of my favorites. Because you eventually get to where if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on attack. I like "Roll the Gospel Chariot." I remember at our VBS, our church's VBS, they would have up front, they would have out of plywood cutouts of kind of a cowboy figure, and they would have about 6 or 8 of those, and they represented each class. It was labeled, and so each class, that was your guy. And so each night, following that first night, if your class's attendance was equal to or more than the night before, your guy got a smile, and that smile could turn to a frown. And so you'd go each group, and they'd reveal, you know, is your group smiling or frowning? I like that. That was exciting. I remember the classes. I remember the snacks. That was a highlight to me as a child of VBS, snack time. Don't kid yourself. Snack time is important. I remember that. VBS has been an influence on me. I would be a fool to say that that had no influence on me. And so now I have 3 daughters. One is beyond VBS age, but she's been here. I walk these hallways. You see those t-shirts of our VBSs from the past? That had an influence on her. And my middle daughter, this is her last year. Last year as a VBS participant. And then my youngest, she loves VBS the most right now. She asked, when does VBS start? She asked this past week. Well, it starts Sunday night. And how long does it go? Well, it goes, you know, 5 nights. And then is that all? Yeah, that's all. Abby's in this aw stage. You know, everything disappoints her. And she just wants more. And so she, you know, when does it begin? Well, it's next summer. Aww. I mean, you know, she wants more of it. 1 week's not enough. By Thursday night, 1 week's enough for me, you know, but for the kids, it's not enough. VBS is a huge influence. How has it influenced you? For just a second, if you're helping or have helped with this year's VBS in any way, I want you to stand just for a second. If you have helped in any way, donated something, brought something, helped decorate, gonna help, you're coming tonight, coming the next night, you're gonna do something this week, thank you. Thank you. Your time, your effort, your energy, thank you. You see what we're doing? It's hard to explain how important this is. But we want you to be recognized. And we have scripture that says, "Let us not become weary in doing good." If you work with VBS, you'll probably get tired. Right? You might even get cranky. I mean, I'm out on a limb here. You might. Come here, we work. It becomes a late night. We come home. Kids aren't ready for bed, right? They're hopped up on all those snacks. Come home. They don't want to go to bed. We have to get up early and go to work tomorrow. We can get weary. But let's not get weary. Let's not be so discouraged, because at the proper time, the harvest will come. Does it really make a difference? There's a person I won't say who. I wouldn't want to embarrass them. There's a person that's been attending here for a number of weeks, every week, week after week after week, more than most of the members, really. I mean, every week, okay? They came to our VBS as a youth. They're here. The seed is growing. The desire is to be in God's house. And no one is, you see, no one's dragging them. No one's urging them. No one's bringing, you see what I mean? Ask Greg Foster if things like VBS are important. Greg, as a child, was a bus rider. You remember the bus program, bus ministry? Greg was a bus rider. Family didn't go to church, but he was able to through bus ministry and VBS. Matt and Jennifer Gunter, a few years ago in Kansas, Jennifer tells me they kind of reached that point where, as a young family, we need to be in church. Her background was one way, his was a different way. We need to be in church, and there was a parade, a Memorial Day parade, and the Church of Christ there in that town was throwing out candy and invitations to VBS. Ask them if VBS doesn't matter. The Aldridges. You know, Adam brings Gregory, VBS. Next thing you know, the family needs a church, wants a church. Matt and Amanda are baptized. We see the whole progression. We don't always get to see the harvest. But can you see how valuable VBS is? I just want to remind us, what we're doing this week is, it's not futile, it's not empty. We're planting seeds in the hearts and minds of youth. And sometimes, on some occasions, we're giving a young person hope when this is the only hope they have in life, is that of Jesus Christ. And so, I hope you're excited. I'm excited. It's time. Today's the day. Keep inviting. Keep praying. And God willing, it'll be a great week. We expect it to. We're going to have an invitation song, and there may be someone here this morning. So there may be something heavy on your mind or heart that we can pray with you about. Maybe a soul that needs to have their sins washed away. And today would be a wonderful, perfect day for it. And so if there's something you need, please come while we stand and sing.
God forgave my sin, and Jesus came. I've been born again
in Jesus' name.
And in Jesus' name, I come to you to share His love as He called me to. He said, freely, freely, you have received. Freely.
Bow down, bring my life.
Then I'll